Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Ali Breen with love advice and food in the bedroom right after this.
We have a great guest in the studio. He is comedian Daniel Tosh. I've seen your very fine stage performance, and it is, of course, of an adult nature, not necessarily smutty, certainly not, but there are certain elements that you cannot discuss on a radio program. Do you find yourself feeling censored while doing morning radio?
No, I mean, let's be honest. I love to swear. Like, I enjoy it. Like, some people are like, oh, you don't need to use those words. I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to swear constantly.
Just don't do it right now.
I will not do it. I respect the rule. I'm not one of these people like, oh, yeah, screw the FCC. I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I respect the parameters which I'm given. But I don't know for sure that they're right. I don't accept that they're right. What if I die and get up to heaven and God's like, hey, man, welcome to effing heaven? And I'm like, what did you say? And he's like, welcome to F and heaven. I'm like, you can swear here? He's like, F, yeah. It's heaven. And I'll be like, oh, because I was always raised as a child. He's like, where in the Bible does it say you can't F and swear? I'm like, nowhere. He's like, now you're getting it. Now, by the way, I saw some slutty bitches by the pearly gates. Let's go get that. I'm like, what? He's like, no, I'm kidding. You're not in heaven. You're in hell. You're on Punk'd. I'm like, oh. Damn you, Ashton. That one was elaborate. Way to go the extra mile. Even in the afterlife, you're a douchebag. Enjoy charity banging that geriatric of yours.
Oh. Daniel Tosh is our guest. How's your love life? You have a steady girl, or are you on the road looking for something new?
Things are not great right now, I'll be honest. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
She gets one complaint. I'm sure there's more than one. But she says that I always correct her. And I tell her, how do you think it makes me feel knowing I'm dating someone that's always wrong? And then she says sorry.
And then you move on.
Like, she gets so jealous when I cheat on her. I tell her, maybe if you had a better body, I wouldn't have to.
Oh.
Ooh, now quit owing. Oh. Get on a treadmill, put it on 8 with an incline, because I'm not going to stick around with back fat. And she's like, I'm not fat, I'm pregnant. I'm like, whatever, it's gross. Now make me a sandwich. Then I give her a kidney shot. Not a hard one, just a, you know I love honey turkey, kind of a reminder. He likes honey turkey, I need more iron in my diet. Yeah, have you heard about this controversial morning after pill?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that a few women have taken it and then died a few days later?
Yeah.
Talk about two birds. Oh, looks like I will be going to the game this weekend, fellas.
Whoa.
People ask, why do I come here? And I say, because it's just like family.
Insults.
Yeah, just like
it. What is your family? We don't know. Do you have brothers, sisters, both parents living? What?
Yes, two older sisters. I have a younger brother, a mother and a father still together, still having sex.
Mm. How do you know that?
I watch.
Could I handle the questions?
Good night, everyone.
I thought that I didn't know that about him. Who knows if that's the truth?
It's not.
Well, that is the truth, isn't it?
Oh, well, no, isn't your father a preacher?
I mean, you have two. It's true that you have two sisters and a younger brother.
Huh?
Yes, it is true. And yes, my father was a pastor, is not anymore.
Oh, I see.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
Because he's focused on the missionary position.
Hey, if you're going to do that, you've got to warn me. Say it again.
I.
Thank you.
I have no problem with doing rimshot type jokes.
Okay.
You know who loves to get fisted? Hear me out. Hear me out. Sock puppets. Oh, that joke's adorable. I wrote that joke so children could watch my show and not be embarrassed in front of their parents.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now we are joined by a lovely comedian, Allie Breen. Are you in New York City today, Allie?
Yep, in New York.
Okay, and we're going to be seeing you in Dallas next week. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Cool.
Allie, you'll be flying in. I don't know if you know this. I'm driving there from Louisville, Kentucky, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a
long trip. Not know that. You're driving yourself?
Yeah. It was a contest to drive with me, and I won, so I'm going alone. I had many offers, but I'm looking forward to it.
Spending some alone time?
Yeah, I don't get a lot of alone time, so it'll be...
Well, you don't like to be alone. How are you going to eat?
Huh?
How are you going to eat?
Yeah, how are you going to get gasoline?
You don't...
How are you going to conduct
How are you
going to
get off at the right exit?
I get gasoline all the time. I've got that talking phone thing.
But, you don't pay attention
Tommy,
to
it. You don't like to dine alone.
Just a heads up for everybody. Turn your phones off while he's on the highway. Okay, just turn them off.
Non-stop conference.
Oh, can you take a call?
Now I am usually
don't text
needs
and drive.
To make you a driving
now,
mix.
Allie, you'll verify this. I don't ever just call you or anybody else. I will always send a message. Can you take a phone call?
That's correct.
Yep, always.
Not
yes,
to be rude.
Absolutely.
That way, if you're doing something,
I'd like to make this.
I like that.
And
that's
awkward.
Very very nice.
I think it's rude. But,
I do like
yeah.
that.
I think
I
it's
mean,
rude to
driving.
Tweet and text and ask. That's what I think.
Just call really? For God's sake.
Yeah, just call.
Just give us a call. Yeah. Be a person.
So you're in the middle of some wank fest, and all of a sudden your phone goes off.
You think I'll answer?
You get your phone all buttery? No.
Buttery. See, not only am I having at myself, there's a food stuff involved.
Oh. Top three things to use as a food as a lubricant.
Number one, butter, of course. Number two, if I'm feeling healthy, ghee. I'll go ahead and use the...
I'm salted.
Yeah, oh, sure, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Syrup,
of course.
Number three?
Number three, syrup. Yeah, it gets real sticky. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because sometimes I don't want to take my hand off. I want it to be stuck.
Sure. Yeah. I want the lube, but I want it sticky.
So during the break, Josh goes, you know, it's amazing how many people think that all I ever do is masturbate. And I said, you're welcome. Sorry about that. Now, a couple
how
things.
How do you hear that comment and say, you're welcome? How do you do that? What goes on in your brain?
Because the fantasy about the way Josh is brings joy to other people.
No, it brings joy to you.
It brings joy to
am
you.
Am I not a person?
Well,
am
there's
I not
been
a
some
human
debate
being?
About that.
Am I an animal?
If he is stuck
so Allie, I don't want to get too personal here, but have you ever had a boyfriend that, or do you on your own, like to have food in the bedroom?
No, it's too messy. That seems... No, yes,
I would
I'm
agree.
Not a fan of that.
I would agree.
Yeah, I don't like combining them either.
No.
Yeah.
Chick, are you a food in the bedroom guy?
I am not, no.
Okay. Pat Godwin.
I'm going to have to go back to my memory bank. At times, I've had food in the bedroom. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Whipped cream.
Let me guess.
Chocolate syrup.
Whipped cream?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chocolate syrup. Who cleans up
That's
that?
That's the messiest.
Your maid?
Oh, come on, Pat.
I haven't done it in a long time. I'm kidding.
That is disgusting.
I really can't take very much more of
yes,
you.
Ace?
You can get the syrup that hardens. It's
oh, the
oh yeah, like that you put on ice cream.
Oh, I love that.
And then you have to bite it off each
Crackle.
Other.
I love that stuff on ice cream.
Isn't that stuff like crazy high in calories? It's just amazing.
Think.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Don't read all
Isn't
that.
It like one molecule away from being plastic?
I'm not eating it.
What's wrong with you guys?
Have you had it? It's
Don't
delicious.
Read that.
Wait.
You hear what Big Boss Cosby just said?
No, what did he say?
I'm not eating it. That's right.
Reinforcing a stereotype.
That's quite the fudgesicle.
You put it on there for her.
Hey, now, Allie, on a serious note, what's the buzz in New York City among the comedians about this guy getting kicked off SNL? I think it's kind of ridiculous. I was thinking it this way. Can you imagine if say, John Belushi's Samurai Guy, would that be considered inappropriate? Yeah. Would anything Adam Sandler did during his career? But the main one is, you watch Eddie Murphy's early specials, they wouldn't let Eddie on the show.
Oh, 100%. Just the names of some of his tracks would keep him off.
Yeah, I just hope some of the guys that are defending him, like Bill Burr, take this guy out and let him open for him, because he's a great comedian.
But I think so, too. I think that'll help him in
made,
the end.
Made some mistakes like we all do. In fact, on this show, pretty much every day. everybody.
Allie, do you know him?
I don't know him.
Okay.
No,
he's got some really funny stuff.
Yeah. No, people are very supportive on for the most part, but there's a divide. I mean, New York is so woke that there's definitely some people that are, you know, happy that he lost his job. Yeah.
Could people that are woke get woke about grammar?
Yeah.
Is that asking too much, or is that somehow?
They're certainly not offensive. Woke about the word awakened.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
And people have to realize.
Awakened. I'm perfect.
When it's a comic, too, you have to take it with a different light. Then it's not like he was serious about any of these comments. You're right. Yeah. Once it's a comedian, you have to remember that, you know, take a deep breath and realize.
Yeah, Don Rickles would just get shot.
All those comedians would be dead today. I mean, nobody would.
Okay.
Nobody would pass the test that people are putting people up to.
All of the following jokes are about people over the age of 18.
And they all signed off and they all accept it.
And they're all very diverse in every way.
Come on.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, now, Allie, your role on this show, of course, is to spread the word about the hot single life of an attractive young lady combing the streets of New York looking for love. You didn't go back with that dirtbag you were with before, did you?
God. What?
Even though Josh wants to be on the show Billions, you're not going back with him, right?
No, I'm not. But if I ever did, that would be the reason.
Thank
I would
you.
Just do it for Joshy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Must have a scene with Giamatti. That's right.
Okay. Now, do we have any letters of interest today in the world of love?
Absolutely. Here we go. Dear Allie, I was dating someone for 6 months and then he completely ghosted me. We had talked or seen each other every day, so it was devastating. He just reappeared, asking me to give him another chance, saying he had gotten back with his ex and she told him he had to cut me off out of his life completely to be with her. Then after a few weeks, he knew he made the wrong decision. I want to get back with him, but I don't want to get hurt again. What should I do?
Hmm.
Well, this sounds like a real Dear Abby letter.
I kind of believe him.
I do, too.
My
knee jerk is get back with him.
That's I would go back with him, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm saying that, but yeah.
Ghosted means what? No call, just, no nothing,
yeah,
just disappear.
Yeah, you just cut off.
Right.
And I know women who have made men do that.
I do, too.
So I'm not surprised.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'd say give this guy another chance, and if he screws up, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, then you know for sure.
Right.
Yeah, make him a real ghost. Kill him.
Or you could murder the man. Yes.
Yeah.
You
could always. Yes.
Sorry.
And then you
could
find out which is worse, breaking up with someone or taking a human life.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes homicide is the answer.
Did you see where MTV is going to put a show on the air called Ghosted, where they take people like this couple that she's been ghosted by this man, right? And then they try to reconnect them.
Ah, good. Exploiting people's pain and heartache. Yeah,
that's what television's about.
It's pretty good.
Is it good?
Yeah, debuted last week.
There's no way. It's got to be good.
There's who's watching it.
So wait a second. I have a question. So obviously half of the couple goes to MTV and says, do this for me.
But they're both vetted, I think.
Then the other one, do they say, hey, we're going to...
We want you to meet. They have a place where they rendezvous.
Yeah, I don't think they blindside
them. That's artificial. That's the Heisenberg principle of physics. You, as soon as they start, the cameras are around, and all these people want to get on TV anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's every reality show. I think half of them, I mean, they're mostly set up, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, even America's Got Talent, one of our favorite comedians, Greg Morton, was on there, and they tried to say, he's an accountant from Toronto, and he always wanted to go into comedy, like it was his first time on stage. That was BS. Half the people in these reality shows are wannabe actors and comedians anyway, and they're all narcissists. So, have you ever tried to be in one of these shows, Allie?
No, I've never gone for a reality show. The only one that I would do possibly is Survivor. That one looks like fun.
Hmm.
I think that'd be super cool. You've got to be really fit.
That's way too hard.
And you couldn't go on there because you'd starve to death after 3 days. You got to have a little body fat to.
I could beef up first. I could act like I'm running a marathon.
Let's not forget, Allie once out ate me at a buffet.
I don't believe that.
We had a witness whoever was, I forget who it was that was with us, Allie, but man.
Who was
man.
With us? We did have a third person there.
Is that your secret skill? You can eat like a truck driver?
Well, it depends. I'll have one big meal a day sometimes. I know that's not how you're supposed to eat, but occasionally if I know I'm going to like a buffet or something in Vegas, that's what I'll do. I'll just have one meal.
Now, have you heard about Josh's new show? It's called Learn How to Eat. Josh, you want to explain it?
Sure. Yeah. If I see somebody eating incorrectly, I'll go up to them and learn how to eat and show them how to do it the correct way.
Yeah.
I saw somebody eating Pringles one at a time the other day. Learn how to eat. It's at least two at a time.
No. Yeah,
at least.
What? What?
Get some dip.
I did not know that rule.
True loser.
I didn't know that either.
So let's get
Pringles are the one chip you need without dip, too. You guys
yeah,
are
I agree with that.
On this one.
Oh, I like Pringles with dip because they're so scoopy.
Yeah, they're rather fragile.
They break.
It can't be a hearty dip.
It's like you've got to focus. I have
tremendous. What about people who eat Kit Kats as if they're...
Say it again.
Have you ever seen people eat a Kit Kat as if it's a candy bar? They bite it instead of taking a piece off.
Oh, yeah. There's a 6-hour film of Christy eating one piece of a Kit Kat bar.
You can only have one stick a day.
Oh, one stick a day.
All right. Well, sorry. Let's get back to our letters. What else have we got?
Dear Allie, I'm dating a guy with a high-ranking job which requires a lot of travel. When he's in town, we spend every minute together, but I'm starting to want more. When I mentioned it to him, he got a little weird, and then he just said that I deserved someone better. Is this now the beginning of the end, or
no? You're about to find out that he's married.
Yeah, the reason he's traveling all the time is he's going home.
He's getting back with his ex.
To spend more time with
whatever the reason. This isn't going to work.
Yeah,
this doesn't work.
And this is what makes me angry. You go into a relationship, the guy tells you right up front, hey, I have a high-ranking job, I travel all the time, this is what I have to offer, and then all of a sudden she wants more, well, he didn't have it to give you.
Exactly. So
you can't expect that.
So he's letting you off the hook.
Yeah.
So take it, get off the hook.
Go.
What if she proposes, I can travel with you?
But he's working. I've never understood that either.
Yeah. I can't tell you which high government... business I work for. That's a lot.
Yeah, I would. No.
It's not going to work. Next.
Okay.
We lost
Dear Allie.
All right.
I'm 40 and my wife is 42. She recently told me she doesn't like having sex. What the hell?
Oh.
Out of nowhere, 3 days before our wedding anniversary vacation, she dropped this bomb. I'm lost on this one. It's a huge part of marriage and I'm tempted to cancel the trip. What should I do?
Get out.
Well, I think they need to talk about this.
Out.
Go to a therapist or something.
She's already talked about it.
No, she hasn't talked about it. She has said a statement. They haven't talked about it.
Boy,
there has to be a reason. There's maybe she has a hormone imbalance.
Right.
Or
that could be true. Yeah.
She
could be medication.
She could be in a premenopausal state where she's.
So my homicide idea doesn't work for this one either.
No.
Okay, maybe she's just a jerk. Maybe that's it.
Or maybe she's having an affair and doesn't want to have sex with you. She's having it with someone else.
Aha.
Boy, I
thrill is gone.
We can speculate all
maybe
day.
Maybe she's just sore.
Just lost the sauce. Thank you. That was very helpful. Shit.
You're welcome.
Okay, I think we're scoring 0 points today.
Yeah,
we're doing exceptionally bad.
We are not helping anyone here. I
think we helped the first lady.
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to help the first lady
about this. If there was an emotional problem, she could go to a therapist, right? Like, you can delegate that part of a relationship.
Yeah.
But if there's a sexual problem, maybe he should be able to go to a little, rub and tug. There we go.
No.
I was going to go to rub and tug, but a place, that's illegal advice, but...
I see what you're saying. She could go, look, I know you're going to need sex, so you have my permission to see
figure it out.
Well, maybe he wants to have sex with her.
He's attracted to his wife.
And I think they need to have some counseling, and she needs to go see
back
a doctor.
To my homicide
if you're
idea.
Attracted to your wife, how are you going to get laid? Okay. Use your head.
Again, the voice of reason. We have time for one more letter, Alec. We are really stressing out today.
Okay. Dear Allie, my friend shamed me for giving my 8 and 10-year-old smartphones.
What a loser. Oh, you're awful.
Is she right, or is this the new, my kids don't watch TV, they read books?
Well, that can be, but 8 and 10 is not necessarily her being snobby.
That's a little young, a little I got to tell you. No.
But, yeah. I mean,
it depends what they're watching and how often they have them.
I'm sure it's mostly YouTube.
I mean, it depends on the situation. If you're a divorced family, I know they come in very handy.
It's
so
another
that the father
tool.
Can right.
Oh, FaceTime, sure.
Whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
And yes. You can use it, you know, if, hey, behavior, I'm going to take your phone away.
Yeah. You got to use it sparingly. Yeah. But
That is a little young, but I don't think it's any of the other woman's business.
What is it, JoJo Siwa? Yeah.
Right.
Be one of
hey, look, they're your kids. Do what you think's best for them.
Yeah, tell her to mind her own business.
Yeah, duct tape one of them to the back of the thing in the car. You never have to talk to him again. That's
oh,
what
Jesus.
I say.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the one you like
solution.
The least can have more screen time. Right?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.